We're going to shift to talk about the primary and the media landscape around that primary as we head into our Vent Stay segment on Wednesday of just about every week. We invite you to vent your spleen politely on topics in the news. This week's topics, the election results so far and the media role this election. 800-838-3760 to take part in Vent Stay by phone. We do have results from our weekly survey to bring in as well. And you can join us by email at jx@jeffnet.org. So the first invitation is to talk about the results of this primary cycle, either in California or Oregon. Let's hear your thoughts about the outcomes, from the presidential picks to the vote on the bond issue for your local fire department, whatever you got. Are you on top of the world from something in this primary season? Something got you down in the dumps? Something you are excited about in the way of a matchup that will be on November's ballot? Or are you going to hide from politics until November? Let's hear your thoughts on the results of this primary season in our states. 800-838-3760 to join us on Vent Stay by phone. Email address jx@jeffnet.org. Item number two on this Vent Stay concerns the role of the media, any media, in this primary election cycle. For that, here is Emily Curitan.
Thanks, Jeffrey. This week, we are getting at some questions that have really stoked pretty passionate responses across the country lately. I think we're all grappling in our own way with this presidential election. Some of the big picture here in our surveys is the media coverage responsible for making or breaking the candidates? And has the press somehow neglected its historic responsibilities in covering this race? In a survey we posted on Facebook, we honed in on these issues with a little bit more specific questions. It is on our Facebook page, also at jeffexchange.org, and still open for responses. We're asking, how, if at all, is the mass media influence in this presidential election different from past campaigns? We're also asking how the campaign messages of presidential candidates have reached you. Most people who responded tended to single out the mainstream commercial media as well as NPR in answering these questions. Take Marcy in Redding. She didn't specify which media, but she said that we've led to the rise of a, quote, Hitler wannabe. Terry in Ashland also wrote in. Terry said NPR has been conspicuously skewed in favor of Clinton and underreporting Sanders' campaign. I'm extremely disappointed. This is no longer public radio, coming from Terry in Ashland. One more here from Jan and Fortuna. She took it a little bit easier on us and the media in general. She didn't seem that impressed, though. She wrote simply, it's the same old horse race reporting. So before we share more results, I want to hear from some more people.
Absolutely. This is Vent Stay on the Jefferson Exchange. Vent on coverage of the political campaigns and what role the media has played in this primary season. Or just talk about the results of the primaries themselves now that we have finished both California and Oregon. 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. We were sitting in the newsroom last night watching the results roll in the California primary. There were some surprises. I mean, Hillary Clinton did appear to have beaten Bernie Sanders by about 400,000 votes in California. Bernie Sanders hanging on, at least for today. Suspension of legislators. This is a Prop 50 in California. Gee, big surprise. Can legislators be suspended without pay? A 3-1 margin said yes on that one.
Right. I was surprised that that wasn't already the case. I think maybe I'm not alone in that class, that if you are suspended for egregious or ethically unconscionable behavior, you would still get paid. Although maybe the dissenting minority there is leaning on the idea that you are innocent until proven guilty in this country. In a variety of stages. So no surprises on Prop 50, but how was turnout, Jeff? It seemed a little bit low here. I saw a nice headline. I think it was in the Reading Record Searchlight. It said, turnout is low, but just you wait for November. So a promissory note there.
Yeah, that could indeed be the case, that November, because of the fact that we've got such diametrically opposite polls, when we look at the potential of Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, what that could turn out to be. I wonder, too, if in California the primary is still taking some getting used to for people. Even reporting on it, I find myself still trying to wrap my mind around the top two concept, where you end up with potentially two Democrats emerging to run against each other for the Senate, which in fact will happen in California, because we'll have Kamala Harris against Loretta Sanchez in November with no Republican on the ballot. So talk about the things that affect your decision to vote and how you vote, in addition to the media coverage. This is Vent Stay on the Jefferson Exchange. We'll start putting the calls on the air in about a minute. 800-838-3760, jx@jeffnet.org. Mm-hmm. It is 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio. I'm Jeffrey Riley.
I'm Emily Curitan, and it's Vents Day. We are taking your views on the primary election. The season wrapping up in California last night, Jeff. Not a whole lot left to say until November.
Well, we can certainly take a look at the results of what happened around California, which is what we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts about what you saw coming in now that we've concluded primaries in both California and Oregon? It looks like we certainly concluded Bernie Sanders' primary campaign, perhaps, although he was giving no signs of wanting to stop last night in his final speech. I stayed up till 11 to watch that one. But Hillary Clinton has enough delegates now to say that she does, in fact, have the nomination for the Democratic Party to run for president against Donald Trump. Your thoughts, please. 800-838-3760 by phone. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Let's go first to Becca in Lane County. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hello.
Hi.
I was just glad to see that the people of Lane County passed funding for OSU Extension, Master Gardener, et cetera, and 4-H clubs. And I know that's not exactly the primary, I guess, but I was excited about that.
Well, I was in the primary, though. You're right. We were asking for reactions to the results. And so, yes, in the May 17th primary, Lane County voted to restore some services that had been lost to budget cuts over the years with the restoration of Extension. Was that the thing you were most focused on in the primary?
I think so, because I made the mistake of having the ballot of guess not being registered for a particular party or having registered as independent or something, because I didn't get to choose. I got one of the ballots where it didn't have the candidates on it.
Right,
for the primary.
Right.
That strange thing that I wasn't aware of at all when I guess maybe when I registered, I did it through my driver's license. So they don't sign you up for a party. So it was confusing, and I was really shocked that I didn't see the names of the national candidates on my ballot.
Have you had a chance to rectify that, Becca? Have you had a chance to put a party on your ballot so you'll get?
Well, I'm going to definitely before November.
Okay, it won't matter for November because everybody gets the same stuff then. But
they do. Okay,
yeah. But next primary. But don't let me delay you though. Whoops, we lost.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
All right, take care, Becca. This is Heather in Arcata. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. We're talking about primary results and media roles.
Yes, thank you. How is it that Hillary Clinton has the nomination? You just said she had enough delegates. How does that work?
Well, it works that by the math, she's got enough delegates between winning the California primary, the New Jersey primary. What else did she win last night? South Dakota, New Mexico. I think that's it. Bernie won the other two. And what she had already.
I see. I don't know. I believe that in the next few months, we're going to find that the election was completely rigged. I find it highly weird that she won so many of those states when there's such a strong representation for Bernie. And, you know, I think that that's a big thing that we're going to have to look at is all of these people saying that the computers are rigged or, you know, something along those lines, because this is just fantastically weird.
Well, there's passion for Bernie. Everybody could admit that, Heather, but if the numbers aren't there, what are you supposed to do?
Well, how does that work then? I don't understand how that works. I'm saying that I don't think the numbers are correct. I think the numbers are manipulated. Yes, there's passion, but, you know, how does half the people in the nation pretty much vote for somebody who nobody will admit to liking?
Interesting thoughts. So there, I think you're getting to a great point too, that this idea of something being rigged, whether or not we're looking at something as egregious as actual fraud at the polls or things like that. Bernie's campaign has really been built on a very different model of campaign finance and a very strong message that these hugely funded and corporate backed candidates, it rigs the deck from the start. Thank you so much for calling in and for sharing your thoughts. We have another couple of questions out here on the table from our Jefferson Exchange survey. One involves looking at what the media has done in this election and the role that, it plays, if it's any different from past campaigns, as well as asking you, how have the campaign messages of the presidential candidates reached you, such as Heather and Arcata? When did Bernie Sanders and how did Bernie Sanders' messaging reach you? Was it on social media, TV news, TV ads, radio news, radio ads, or perhaps online sources or alternative sources, some of the more traditional things like mailers and phone calls? People who responded to our survey, by and large, didn't get those, didn't get messaging on the phone or through mailers. 86% of them got their messages through social media. Of course, it's a little bit skewed because this survey is largely posted
on social media.
Yeah, right. So social media seems to be playing an increasingly large role in our political discourse. I want to hear from folks about what that means to you and if you put as much stock in the integrity of the messaging when you encounter it on Facebook or on Twitter, or, you know, Paul Ryan, for example, announcing his endorsement of Donald Trump, or at least announcing that he was going to vote for Donald Trump
on
Twitter. Right,
it was not technically an endorsement. You know, right. We didn't use the word.
We did a fair amount of quibbling over that in the newsroom, yes. So let's hear from you. It's 800-838-3760 or jx@jeffnet.org.
The fact that a lot of people are getting material through social media now, and of course, again, we ask the question through social media, so not a surprise there, but a constant barrage I notice among people who I know through Facebook, which I use both for pleasure and for work, that a lot of strong feeling about Bernie Sanders, a lot of feeling like it is rigged, that the media coverage is not fair. And yet, if you look at just the Facebook media coverage, it seems like nothing but Bernie.
Well, I think sometimes maybe your circles are reinforcing there. You might be revealing something about your political milieu there, Jeff. But there were a lot of disillusioned Bernie supporters on Facebook. I think one of our other newsroom team members talked about he dipped a toe in his Facebook page, and the outrage was just a little bit too potent to handle when the AP declared Hillary the presumptive nominee before the polls in California had even opened.
Which I noticed them talking about prior to us on the Diane Rehm show this morning, too, which plopped the question back in our laps as deliverers of information. When you have the information and you are sure it is good to go,
right,
when do you release it?
And there are limitations on that. There are ethical considerations if releasing that information could change the course of the events you're reporting on. And I think they're great questions. I'd love to know what our listeners think about the AP calling Hillary as the presumptive nominee before the primary votes were in yesterday. We got some comments via our survey posted to the Jefferson Exchange Facebook page and also on jeffexchange.org. Sharon in Salem is a longtime listener of the program who moved away and still catches us. She gets her messaging from presidential candidates on social media, and she did not mince words when we asked her about the media coverage of the election. She says, again, this is Sharon in Salem, "I think this has been the worst media coverage of a presidential election ever. The time spent talking about Trump on every media outlet, including NPR, has been ridiculous. As a Sanders supporter, I've been especially frustrated. He's given too little to no time since the beginning of his candidacy, and I truly believe if he'd been given equal treatment, he'd be the Democratic nominee. I truly believe NPR has become much more like mainstream / lamestream media as their reliance on corporate sponsorship and advertising has grown. It's disheartening. I still love the Exchange, though." So a nice note there ending from Sharon in Salem, one of many disillusioned Bernie supporters who stormed social media during the primary polls yesterday.
All right. The phone lines are really loading up now here on Vince Day. Let's go to Mark in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Good morning.
Hi.
As to the presidential primaries, I don't much care one way or another. It looks to me like we always end up with the lesser, or the evil of two lessers, as the candidates of the two major parties. So I never vote for them anyway. So let them have whoever they want, as far as I'm concerned. As for the media, they of course love Donald Trump. He's good copy, and it's no reflection on you folks. Although I would appreciate it if you'd spend less time talking to each other and more time picking up the phone and letting people talk on vent day. So thank you and good day.
Thank you for that, Mark. You know, sometimes we're actually killing time waiting for phone calls to come in. There's the bald, honest truth to it. But yes, the phone lines are loaded up now. And here's Julie in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hi, thank you. I agree with what Mark just said. I've noticed that lately since you've been doing the surveys. You just talk a lot about it, but it might be filler. Anyway, I would like to encourage people to make their vote count by writing in Bernie so that we actually can see the numbers that we are, because we do know that we are a lot of people. And so that's what I encourage, that he is the better solution rather than the evil of two lessers. And better solution is a new way to use the word, the letters BS. So choose the other BS.
All right. Thanks for that, Liz.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye.
That, Julie. Let's go to, Liz in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning. I want to start out by saying I get my information not just from the Internet. I read both the Tribune and the Tidings in town. I read the New York Times when I can get it. I watch CNN and MSNBC religiously. And there is so much innuendo about Hillary, and she has never been convicted of anything. And I have been a supporter of hers all my life because I'm about her age and I've been through the battles that she's been through. And I have to say that after 25 years of being slimed because they couldn't prove anything, there's no chance Bernie would win because they haven't begun to slime him. And the other thing is, I don't think he could achieve any of the things that he says. He has no backing. And Trump is a man-child. And yes, Bill, I'm sorry, Hillary doesn't make the big, florid speeches, and that's why she's not good copy. But she's a decent woman, and that's who I think should be leading our country.
All right. Thanks for that, Livy. Appreciate it. Let's go to Trudy in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Thank you, and I appreciate following that last call because I called in, don't often call, but someone said, how is Hillary winning when no one likes her? Well, many of us like her. Many of us have followed her career when she's never done anything but tirelessly work for the rights of women and children and other people who are disenfranchised in this country. And one of the reasons that we don't speak out more is that if you simply say her name in a group of rabid Bernie supporters, they look a lot like Trump supporters. A lot of, you know, angry, hostile, not terribly informed individuals. And I'd like to suggest that both Bernie and his magical thinking plan for free college and the Bernie supporters acquaint themselves with a little subject called math. A super intelligent man that I know got an argument with me about how is it possible that Bernie's not winning. It has to be rigged. Look at how many people come to his rallies. Thousands of people at a rally do not trump, so to speak, millions of votes. So I could go on, but I'm not talking to Bernie people because the spoiled little children remark kind of resonated with me. You know, we need to get practical. I know people want a rock star. Hillary's an introvert. She's a policy wonk. It's not flashy. But I wish people could remember that the old phrase that women have to work twice as hard to be thought half as good. And when I hear that Bernie was not treated fairly in the media, and I think of how Hillary's been treated, it makes me want to ironically laugh.
All right. Thanks for that, Trudy. Very much appreciate that. A couple of points she brought up that I want to pursue here. One is the idea of the Hillary factor, which I've been hearing from conservatives for 25 years now, and the fact that we're getting it from liberals as well. Just mentioning Hillary Clinton's name can get you into an argument, too. And there was another part of that she was bringing. Oh, it was the idea of the size of the rallies. I remember hearing this, too, that why don't the media cover the size of the rallies? Well, the size of the rallies doesn't get to the content of what the candidate is saying. As often as the media is slammed for covering the horse race aspects, size of rallies, numbers of lawn signs, things that are numbers other than votes or ideas are really just covering the horse race, aren't they?
Well, what about numbers of dollars in these campaigns as well? I think that maybe the Bernie supporters are somewhat disheartened that it is a radical thing he's done in financing his campaign. You have very opposite ends of the spectrum here with Donald Trump and his campaign financing model versus Bernie Sanders. You know, in terms of the Hillary factor, it is. I mean, if you just Google image, I was looking for the faces of each candidate trying to pick something somewhat neutral and not terribly unkind of each candidate's face yesterday in creating our survey. And, you know, if you tell me sexism isn't alive and real, just Google each candidate and see the images that come up and what the internet will do with a woman's image versus a man's. It's real, folks.
Vince, stay on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about primary results and the role of media in this campaign season. 800-838-3760 by phone, email jx@jeffnet.org. Here's Nicole in Ashland. Welcome to the Exchange.
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking my call again. I just wanted to say that I have never missed voting in an election in my life, and I'm a very strong Sanders supporter. I'm very disappointed, but not that surprised. I think the only positive about his not winning is that he may have been assassinated like the Kennedys, because he was trying to change the whole structure of our society. And also, I really do feel that Hillary Clinton is winning because she's a woman, and a lot of people want a woman president, which is understandable. And next, I do feel that she should be gracious enough to give him a position on her in her administration.
If it comes to that, yeah, we will see what happens with that.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. I do think that Sanders had a better chance of winning against Trump because Hillary is so disliked as Trump. So.
All right.
That's what I have to say, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for your thoughts, Nicole. Appreciate that. Michael in Medford, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Hi. I am a Bernie supporter, but I'm going to vote for Trump. And I think a lot of people that supported Bernie are going to vote for Trump because it's not about conservative. It's about the system. I mean, the mainstream media, yeah, it's completely in the bag for Hillary. The woman talked about fraud. I don't think it's fraud, but yeah, the good old boy network, boy, even though they're electing a woman, it's all the superdelegates go to her. She was, she was in the fix from the very beginning. And what people want is change, and who represents the change? It's Bernie and it's Trump, and Trump. I admire a lot of what he's doing. He's taken on the media, and when he's asked dumb questions, he goes, I don't know, you're obnoxious, or don't ask that stupid question, and then he gets criticized for that. But they're all entertainers. They're all working for the big networks, and it's just about ratings. So they play up Trump only in his guffaws, and then they play up media of Hillary because they're all in for Hillary, and everyone else is kind of an outlier, unlike smaller media outlets like yours.
Michael, where are you hearing from Trump? Where are you getting his messages and
oh, I get all my from none of it from social media, although I do use the internet to read Fox News, CNN, and it's New York Times.
Okay, so you're getting a good scattering out there. It's interesting, but you think you're going to get the same things out of Trump that you would have gotten from Bernie?
Well, we're going to get more honesty. I mean, what I'm saying is it's not so much the programs. They have their own programs, but none of them are all that. They're all going to be compromises. Is the wall really going to get built? Is college going to be free? I don't think those things were ever really going to happen. It's about turning the system upside down.
Okay, well, I think, in fact, you will get that if you decide that that Sanders wasn't it, and so Trump would be. Thank you for that. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Wayne in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm a Hillary supporter, and I was against Obama, too, and, she lost and by 100-some delegates. And I just went on and supported Obama because I'm in the fight. I've been my whole life. I'm really tired of this whining by the Bernie people. It just really gets me. I've been accused for months of not being smart and everything else because I don't support what they support. Hillary's got no break in the media. There's been a slanderous campaign against her for 25 years. Of course, nothing's been proved because it's not true. And it's all been brought up again with this campaign of Bernie's here, accusing her of all these things. It's vile. I'm so done with it. I'm so done with all the whining. I had to unfollow a lot of people on my Facebook for a while because I just can't stand anymore to hear about it. And I'm glad she won. She's won by 3.5 million votes now, not 3 million, 3.5 million votes. And there is no conspiracy. Life isn't, you don't always get everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But you have to go, you have to keep walking on the road. You take what you can and keep walking on the road, It's just not an all or nothing thing. I mean, you can, conspiracies you can invent forever, for every reason for being unhappy or whatever thing else. But hey, you know what? She won this time around.
All right. Thanks for that, Wayne. Appreciate that. Rick in Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Yes, I think we should be very proud of Bernie putting together the campaign that he did with an average contribution of $27.
All right. All right, thanks for the thoughts on that, Rick. Appreciate that. Mike in Medford writes, this election cycle was the end of any truth in media. I only trust JPR, Democracy Now!, and The Intercept. What happened to national NPR? It was all Hillary all the time. I have such a lower view of NPR than I ever have. Obama was a Wall Street puppet. Now we get another, in quotes, historic hashtag, I'm not with her. Mike, with some very clear feelings there.
Yep, there are a lot of feelers out there today. I like that comment about unfollowing people on social media because you just can't handle it anymore. One more from our survey here, Jeff. This one comes from Rosetta in Medford. She wrote that she's been more influenced by social media, and evidently so have my friends. This means we're a lot more likely to see more of the things we already deem to be true. For me, that included a lot of articles and posts about the Democratic primary being biased. So bias there from Rosetta in Medford.
Huh, interesting. We're creating our own echo chambers, I think is what she's saying here. Let's take a final call from Sandy in Mount Shasta. Welcome to Vents Day on the Exchange.
Oh, thank you. I'd just like to offer a perspective from someone who used to be a Hillary supporter back in the day when Bill and Hillary seemed to be initially struggling against all the evil Republicans in the world. And the reason I don't support her, and I do support Bernie, is that her track record is actually pretty abominable when you look at her intervention in Libya, when you look at her support for Bush's war. And when somebody says that they are an advocate for women and families and then goes ahead and willfully destroys the women and families in other countries, it reeks of hypocrisy to me.
All right. Thanks for that, Sandy. Appreciate that. Final email here from Randy. He says, my big concern this political season is not so much about D. Trump the man. It's the American electorate that has backed him that really scares me.
Well, lots of reasons to be scared, I guess, out there. What's yours? It's been Vents Day here on the Jefferson Exchange. Thanks to everyone who participated.
And we have much more to talk about in this political season. So, yeah, just think about it. 5 more months until we finally get to the November election. We think there'll be a little slackening off in the middle. Thanks for listening to Vents Day. I'm Jeffrey Riley.
And I'm Emily Curitan. This is the Jefferson Exchange.